Welcome to It's All Good, the inward outlook with a practical perspective. I'm Claire Papin, your host. Glad to have you listening here on Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist. It's going to be a fascinating hour. My very special guest is Carmen Hara. She's a PhD and celebrity parapsychologist with vast experience in this field. Also, Carmen is a metaphysical intuitive who teaches the laws of spirituality, relationship, and the psychic mind. And you may know Carmen from her best-selling book, Everyday Karma. And today, we're going to be talking about her new book, Decoding Your Destiny, where she offers great wisdom in helping us understand universal laws, how to decode your destiny, and how to use your own personal free will. Welcome to It's All Good, Carmen.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure. I enjoy your show.
Carmen, we're all pretty curious about our future, and many of us will go and seek consultation with a gifted psychic such as yourself. And you also say that what many of us don't really realize is that we are all born with the ability to see into our future as well, and you have a very special way of helping people to use that gift. Where would you like to start?
Well, future is everything because you need to know where you're going, and we should be able to master our future, our destiny, by knowing more about ourselves. So the reason I decided to write this book is because I realized that many things about us are implemented within ourselves from the beginning of life. And the world we are living in is a chronological world, and the world of chronology is based on codes, and many of predictions through years have been done by calculations. So if you pay attention to your date at birth and you understand the world of chronology and you understand the numerology, then many of the things that will happen to you can be anticipated. Of course, we all have the vision and we all have the subconscious mind, and we can have interesting visions about our future, but also a lot of them are based on our code. So if you understand your own code, you're able to decode your destiny and find much more about yourself. The future is important. Everything is about tomorrow. Yes, today is yesterday, tomorrow. So we need to know where we're going. And in my career, I have so many people coming to me that are just desperate of knowing where they are and why their life is not going where they want and how they can turn their life around. And the moment they understand themselves and they tune within themselves, they have a different perspective. It's almost like a prediction will have a kind of a psychological effect on people's mind. And a prediction can change the way they look at things. That's why it's so important who you want to go and see, who you're going to talk about your life. So make sure you go to someone who understands the way the mind works, who understands an individual from a psychological perspective. Because if you just give them predictions out of the blue, that might seem like not a positive one that will impact that individual's life in a negative way. So I always believe in getting the most of life and predicting the good in people, trying to make them understand that they can turn their life and make it better. So it's all in the mind. As I said, predictions are based on calculations, but they're also a powerful tool to empower and change and shift the energy, because we are energy, and everything in the universe is based on frequencies. Everything in the universe is according to the language of the universe, which is numbers, but numbers are vibrations of the universe. And we're going back to ancient times, to the time of Pythagoras, who created the numerology. And yet, in the world today, we cannot imagine the world without numbers. We won't have bank accounts or the era of the computer without numbers. So numbers are everything, and numbers are forms of vibration, are forms of energy. And we all have a DNA, which is the predisposition to the physical inheritance from our parents, but we also have a very unique spiritual code that shows us who we are, which level of evolution, where we are in our life, and our skills, our abilities. Everything is coded within ourselves. And in the world today, we're talking so much about codes. like the Da Vinci Code, the most popular book of all times. It's just because we realized that for thousands of years, everything was coded. And even at the time of the Renaissance, Leonardo da Vinci used to paint using a code. Nostradamus used the code in his predictions. And if you go deeper in the code and understand the meaning, you have a different perspective of the work in itself. Like, it took us 500 years to be able to decode a painting that was done by the time of the Renaissance, because we didn't realize there was a code within the painting. As it took us 500 years to realize that everything about us has been said by Nostradamus, or all the codes on the wall of the pyramid thousands and thousands years ago. By the way, September 11 was coded on the walls of the pyramid. It's a number that exists there that talks about September 11. And there are two books, by the way, Claire, there are two books published in 94 and one published in 96. One is called Our Origin and the other one is called Beyond Predictions. They both talk about September 2001 being a very significant time in our evolution that the walls of the pyramids talked for thousands of years. So, as was everything on the walls of the pyramid, from the First World War to the Second World War to every major world event, is mentioned there. You have to just read the walls and understand the meaning and go beyond the codes, and then you have a projection of the future. Interestingly enough, till 2141, the walls of the pyramid don't go beyond 2141, mm-hmm. nor does the Bible. The Bible's prediction ends in this time of evolution. The Maya calendar ends in 2012. So then the question is, where is the world going to go, because there are no more predictions? That's an interesting topic. That might probably be the topic of another book.
Oh, it definitely would be. You're listening to It's All Good. I'm your host, Claire Papin, on Lyme Healthy Living with a Twist, channel 114 on Sirius and streaming live on Lyme.com. Our guest is Carmen Hara, author of Decoding Your Destiny, and I am glad you are with us this hour. Carmen, you say that the reason we are seeing the uprising of these books about decoding things right now, because there are several, mm-hmm. is because we're living in a time of great evolution, and as we acknowledge that this is our responsibility to participate in this change, we're going to need some tools to help us along the way, and understanding these codes is just one of them.
Oh, without a doubt, it's so amazing if you start understanding the codes, and there has been, as you said, several books, not only Dan Brown book about the codes, and as I said, it took us 2,000 years to understand the life of Jesus and having a different perspective on the life of Jesus. It took us so many years to understand the symbol of the Fibonacci sequence of numbers, and thousands of years to understand the symbols like the pyramid or the pentagram. And even today, people going and see the movie, the Da Vinci Code, they don't really understand why the Grail is under the pyramid and why it has to be there, because the pyramid has been designed to attain perfection and would be the only symbol ever created by mankind that attracts the high dimensional energy and indirectly means survival and life after death. And the Grail is the symbol of the feminine divine energy, the symbol of the world we are living in, the number two. The two is the female. So 2,000 years, by the time of 1,000, we went with a male dominant energy when we're shifting to number two. So that means understanding the symbol of numbers. We shifted to the female energy. So as we can see, after 2,000, the female energy comes in full force. We're going to see in 2008 women running for the presidency, in my opinion, three of them. So it's very interesting what's happening based on numbers and codes, that we are shifting to the female, to the number two. And that's why we're talking about the Grail and we're talking about the pyramid at the place where you always can recharge and come back to life. Everything you put under the pyramid is just getting pure and perfect and in order. The body is a pyramid. When we sit in a yoga position, the body becomes a pyramid. So this is the way you actually recharge and absorb the energy from the universe, and you get in balance with yourself. So all of these symbols, all of these numbers, all of these amazing signs of the universe should be interpreted in our favor in order to know ourselves better, in order to understand where are we going, and master what is called destiny. Because I talk about the fact that everything that has happened was happened for a reason. Like, for instance, was Diana meant to die at that age? Yes. Was the Pope meant to die in the first week after the Easter, which is called the Week of the Light? Well, a soul like a Pope who has three times the number 8 cannot pass in the other dimension in any other time other than in the Week of the Light. There's only one Week of the Light that comes after the Easter. So in other words, everything has such a symbol and such a meaning, and interpreting, decoding meanings makes us understand many things much better.
And so when we come back from this break, let's talk about some of the simple ways that you help us to understand those numbers and decode for our own destiny.
That's what we're going to do.
Wonderful. You're listening to It's All Good on Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist, Channel 114 on Sirius and streaming live on Lyme.com. We'll be back with Carmen Hara, author of Decoding Your Destiny, published by Beyond Words. I'm Claire Papin. Stay with us.